You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, it's been a snowy weekend here in New York City. We got over 2 feet of snow. Personally, I still think the media makes too much about it, but, you know, it's fun. Snow is fun. It can be fun. And I know people are still digging out. Subways are running again, so that's a good thing. And life continues and goes on. And to me, this is just another lesson in, like, paying attention to nature. I don't think we need to freak out over nature, but I think it's just paying attention. You know, now is wintertime. This is what happens in wintertime. When I was a kid, we had snowstorms every winter. It was not a big deal. It was just something you expected and you prepared for. But now, I just can't believe. Friday, I was walking around the city, and there was, like, line of people outside supermarkets to buy food and stuff. Now, come on. I know New Yorkers are infamous for, like, eating out all the time and not always having a lot of food in your house, but it was a one-day snowstorm. There is no way anybody is going to starve over the weekend, okay? So, people, let's get real. And you know, okay, I'm talking about snowstorms in New York City. The same applies to extreme weather in the Midwest and California and Florida and other places. So, you know, I understand. I understand the regular mainstream news media. They just feed us the same thing over and over and over again in this 24-hour news cycle. Personally, I try and pay as little attention to it as possible, just enough to know, like, okay, there is, you know, a storm coming, but I'm not listening to it 24 hours a day, and I hope you are not either. Okay, enough ranting about the media and the weather. It's just two of my favorite topics to rant about. So let's get started today. We got two amazing guests I'm really looking forward to bringing on. But first, of course, my loyal listeners, you know we have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. I want you to think of your life today just as it is, just where you are. Okay. Now I want you to think of the fabulous life of your dreams. All right. Now, do you realize that getting from here to there is not something you can do without me? I thought so. But then, do you also realize that it's not something I can do without you? Awesome. We're almost there. And do you further realize that the things I can do, you cannot? and the things you can do, I cannot. That's big. And so is what we can do. The universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, kind of reminding us, I guess, of this co-creative manifestation that we live in, that, you know, what we can do, what we can imagine, what we can bring forth is something the universe needs us for. If not, we wouldn't be here. At the same token, we cannot micromanage the universe. We cannot micromanage the entire of life on this planet, on this solar system, in this galaxy, let alone this universe. That there are things sometimes we just need to kind of leave up to the manager of the universe, I'd like to say, and put it in their hands. And we just focus what we need to focus on. So it's a balance. We both contribute. We don't just throw up our hands and just say, oh, I don't know what to do. You do everything. Because it's up to us to create the vision, the intent. It is up to us to sort of point in the direction. I know in Western society, we have a tendency to like always have to figure everything out. We have to know how is what I want going to happen. How is really the universe's job? Our job is just creating the vision. So if we can learn to create the vision and allow the universe to figure out how and bring it to us, I think we'll both enjoy our roles and have a wonderful time. So thank you very much, Mike Dooley in the universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Huh, looks like a relatively related quote I see. The universe knows all things and is responding to the vibration that you are sending. When you are sending your vibration on purpose, you are orchestrating what the universe is aligning for you. Abraham. See, two quotes that just work so perfectly hand in hand. This is just what we were saying before. The universe responds to our vibration, or think of it as our frequency, or just our energy. What are we putting out there? And so it's up to us to put out, to align to that vibration, to that frequency of what we're trying to create in life. We want to create, let's say, world peace. Okay, great. Let's line up. What does it feel like to have world peace? What does the world look like when there's world peace? You know, what's happening on a day-to-day basis? Feel that in your body, in your bones. You know, imagine it so strongly that that's, you know, all you can see around you. You do that, and the universe moves in alignment to what you've just envisioned. Now, there are, you know, 7.5 billion of us on the planet, so it's going to take, a few people to kind of envision world peace. But if you envision world peace in your life, maybe you'll experience it in your life. Doesn't mean other people's experience will not have chaos and mayhem and things other than peace. But if you can line up with what it feels like to have peace in your life, maybe the universe will bring that to you. Maybe if you can just line up to this vision of peace in your own life, that is something that the universe can bring to you. So, two wonderful quotes from both the universe and from Abraham today, and quite an alignment. You know, sometimes I get these quotes in my inbox, and I look at them, and like, they kind of are very apropos for the guests, but they tend to be different. But these two actually line up very well. And I wonder if that might have to do with the fact that I have two guests who are very much in alignment with each other. And it is my pleasure now to bring on Deborah Schildhaus and Paul Buckey. Deborah Schildhaus is the author of a brand new book called BioTouch, Healing with the Power in our fingertips. And Paul Buckey is the actual creator of this technique, BioTouch, which is a simple hands-on healing technique that uses the light touch on specific points on the body to enhance the body's own natural healing abilities. Paul is also the co-founder and executive director of the International Foundation of Biomagnetics, which is a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to teaching and administering BioTouch. In 2010, Deborah became a certified practitioner of BioTouch and joined other volunteers as a staff member at the BioTouch Center in Tucson, Arizona. Oh, so Deborah, you're out there where it's like nice and warm, huh, while we're freezing here in New York.
Yeah, sorry to say. Yeah. Yes.
Deborah also sits on the board of directors for the International Foundation of Biomagnetics, and she writes web content, she blogs, creates newsletter articles for the foundation, all kinds of great stuff. Well, it is my pleasure to have Deborah, you and Paul here on the show today. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour.
Well, thank you for having us.
So, Paul, I think I'm going to just start off with you, because I always like to give my audience a little bit of a background. Were you, like, you know, healing all your relatives as a little kid when you were 4 and 5 years old, or was this something that kind of came upon you later in life? Like, when did you discover that you were really a healer?
I'm still not really sure I'm a healer.
Come on.
Just another person out there trying to help. And I just remember at 5 years old, actually Deborah put that in the book too, you're supposed to wish for something, and right. I put the wish out that everybody could be happy and healthy.
Mm.
And I sort of felt guilty. I was like, why am I not wishing for a bike?
And, like all your friends.
Yeah, and so that was sort of the beginning of my wanting everybody to be happy and healthy, and then it just kept going on there through my hippie days and through meeting the man who actually made the system, created the system. I wasn't the creator of the system. I met the man who did create the system.
Ah, I see. And so how did you happen to come across this gentleman? What was his name again?
Norman.
Norman.
Yeah, Norman Cochran. And basically, I was living in southwest Colorado. I was doing my hippie days, lived out on the land, and then we had to move into this little town called Mancos, Colorado.
Okay.
A very conservative community. This was back in the 80s. And mm-hmm. I got a back problem. And all I had the back problem for at least a year, sciatic nerve pain. Mm-hmm. And the local people were telling me about this guy doing healing work, which I thought was really strange in this town. And but in those days, I didn't want anything to do with healers and things like that because, you know, I had pretty much given up anybody with titles. So they told me where he lived. It was outside of town. He didn't have a telephone. And I was on the way to the dump one day, saw the guy's house. As the story goes, the truck drove me up there, or the universe drove me up there, whatever you want to say. I get out of the car. I'm standing down below, and on the embankment, this guy comes out. He looks like a guy in the 50 in the Navy, big barrel chest, tight white T-shirt, rolled up sleeves, cigarette in the sleeves, trim and clean, ducktail look, and I thought I was in the wrong place. I had a ponytail, flip-flops, cut-off jeans. And I said, I was looking for a guy doing healing work. And he said, well, that's me. My name's Norman. We went up to the house, opened the sliding glass doors. I was inundated with smoke. His wife was pouring coffee for him and her. And I sat down at the table, and inside I went, I'm impressed. There was no pretense of healing. No whale music, tingling cymbals. It was just folks were playing on the TV, and we talked about the cattle drives and the crop, and then he took me into the bedroom and started doing what at that time had no name.
I see.
Index and middle finger of each hand to lightly touch some points on my body. And that was my first exposure to what we now call BioTouch.
And I would assume that you had a pretty profound experience from that.
I wouldn't call it profound. You know, he basically left the room and I went out there, and when I asked him what he did, he said, I just touched. And I said, should I expect anything? He said, whatever happens. I said, should I come back? He said, if you want. and then I asked him how much he charged. And he said, we don't charge. In fact, he discouraged people from leaving anything.
Ah.
The only profound. After the second session, basically, the pain was gone.
Mm-hmm.
More important than that was just watching people usually wouldn't talk to each other come into this house and just show up and be there to get touched. And one of the old-timers said to me, you know, Norman and Carol brought love to the Mancos Valley.
Mm.
That was profound.
I see.
In this little house, happening through this little thing called touch, and there was no philosophy, no belief system. It was just through this touch, and people seemed to be getting better with their particular ailments.
And so did you talk with Norman about, like, how did he come up with this? Was this something that he researched, or just he was inspired with it, or what?
No, actually, he was, as the story goes, back in the 70s, he was at a friend's house. The lady of the house was beginning to hemorrhage. She'd had numerous miscarriages after a healthy baby the first time.
Hmm.
And he spontaneously, out of the clear blue, said, I think I can help if you let me touch.
Hmm.
No idea what he was talking about. And they, of course, said, oh, sure, not a problem. And he touched her, did those points very lightly with the index and middle finger of each hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped hemorrhaging.
Wow.
Able to carry the baby full term.
Wow.
He found out over time, as he stood in front of people, these points would come to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to notice a repetition in those points, and he jotted them down on a piece of paper. Then he learned, maybe 10 years later, they weren't just for him. He could actually teach people, and they were just as effective as he was. When I met him in the 80s, I sort of became the stooge to say to him, what are you going to do with this? And they were going to teach it in the future. And I said, well, let's teach it now. And that was the beginning of the public awareness of the technique.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Deborah, I haven't forgotten about you. When we come back in, let's talk a little bit, Deborah, of how you sort of came to this work and how you met Paul and what's happened since then. Okay.
Yep.
All right, wonderful. So, everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and my guests this hour are Deborah Schildhouse and Paul Buckey, talking all about BioTouch. And we will be right back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I hope you guys are inside, nice and warm, enjoying the day. And we're talking today with Paul Buckey and Deborah Schildhouse. Deborah, we spent last segment mostly talking with Paul, so let's kind of bring you into the conversation. How did you come to find out about BioTouch? Paul obviously had been involved with this since the 80s. You came to it much later.
That's right. What happened was I saw a movie called Resurrection back in 1980.
Ooh, yes, I remember that movie.
I was blown away. Ellen Burstyn played the role of a hands-on healer.
Uh-huh.
And just watching her take away people's pain and people's disease, it just, you know, it was something that I said, I want to do that. So the next day I went to a bookstore and I got a couple of books, and that's really all there were on healing in those days, a couple of books, and I studied them, and, you know, it said that you had to focus your mind, and you had to bring, you know, heat into your fingertips, and it was a lot of work to try to do that, you know, a lot of concentration. And, you know, I practiced on some of my friends and family, and sometimes I could actually bring warmth into my hands and touch somebody and take away their pain. But usually my hands remained cold, and I thought, wow, you know, this isn't working very well. And my hands remained cold when I really needed, a technique that worked, and this didn't work on my daughter. 6 years ago, she came down with viral meningitis, and she was in terrible pain, and nothing that the doctors were doing was helping. You know, it was a horrible time, and I felt so helpless and so hopeless. Thank heavens she did recover. She went back to her normal life, but I was forever changed. You know, I never wanted to feel like that again. Well, a year before, I had read an article online about BioTouch, and I was busy with other things, even though it was fascinating. So I printed it out and I threw it in a drawer. Well, now I took that article out and I was very anxious to find out more about BioTouch. And the amazing thing was this center where BioTouch actually teaches classes was here in Tucson where I happen to live. And so I called up and I signed up to take the first class, the introductory class. And I went there and it was a 2-day class. And by the end of that second day, I knew I had found the healing technique that I could depend on.
So wasn't complicated. Was it like, I mean, I'm not familiar with the technique at all. However, I'm familiar with other things. So I'm assuming it's not like Reiki where you have to get an attunement or something, that it sounds something much simpler.
Exactly. And that is what's so appealing about it. You know, the other technique I tried, you know, you had to focus and you had to concentrate and you had to think certain thoughts. And BioTouch is so easy. It's for anyone and everyone. Anyone can do this because it doesn't matter what you're thinking. You don't have to have a certain belief system. You don't have to have religious, you know, belief in it. Nothing. I mean, you could be thinking about, you know, the cute shoes you saw on sale the other day, and you could be touching someone, and you can be bringing down their pain levels, their stress levels, inflammation. You can be alleviating some of their symptoms of disease and making them feel better. And that's the beauty of this.
Wow. So Paul, I'm curious, like after you learned this from Norman, and I guess you eventually started to teach other people, obviously, did you ever do any research? I mean, is this sort of, are the points that you touch, are they similar like to the acupressure points or acupuncture points that traditional Chinese medicine uses?
No, not really. These points were strictly, created by Norman.
Okay.
Or came to him.
Right.
However, everybody has their theory. He got them from the angels. He stole them from the Rosicrucians. He got them from the extraterrestrials. But these particular points, he just sort of spontaneously created the system. If you know all those other techniques, you tend to say, oh, well, that's an acupuncture point. Well, there's, you know, hundreds of acupuncture shiatsu points.
Right.
And we only have 17 sets of points that work area specific. So you don't have to know all the different acupunctures or meridians or things like that. An interesting thing was we did, when I went to Cairo, I met one of the elders there who actually, in his mind, said that this was an ancient healing technique. Tens of thousands of years ago, and he actually showed me a hieroglyph where somebody was doing what we call the greeting, was doing that point in an old hieroglyph.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty funny. So however Norman got these points, I know he didn't see the hieroglyph.
Right.
That's this system, and it's very much a Western-minded system. It hasn't been translated from any other technique. It's not a combination of other techniques,
right.
And it doesn't take any belief system or knowledge of any kind of healing work at all. You just have to be a human being in order to do it.
Gotcha. So Deborah, was Paul the one teaching the class when you took that first class?
No, actually, he did not teach that first class.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to go on and learn more because I was so excited about what I'd learned in the first class. And so he did teach the second class when I got there. I met him.
I see. So what did you think about Paul when the first time you met him?
You know, and it's funny. It, like when I met him, it almost felt like I knew him from someplace before, and we had never met. However, what was interesting is, you know, while I was writing the book, I interviewed Paul, and it took months, and I would interview him, like, you know, every Thursday afternoon, and he would come over. And the more he told me about his very interesting and very different life that he had led, I was starting to see that, you know, we mirrored each other for decades. Our lives, you know, were like going on parallel paths, even though we didn't know each other, and we were so many miles away from each other. It was fascinating to see how that had happened. And, you know, we're like brother and sister, so, you know, we like to tease each other and all. And we like to say we're kind of like, you know, spiritual siblings.
Okay, so I have to turn the tables now. Paul, what did you think of Deborah when you first met her?
I just loved Deborah, you know, even though her lifestyle was 110-degree different than what I did. I mean, you know, as the book says, right. Here I am living out in the woods, taking my bath with the beavers. And, you know, in Deborah's house, if you find a bit of dust on the toilet seat, you're amazed. So it's funny how even such different lifestyles can have something so much in common, which is just to want to share a healing technique with humanity.
So Paul, I'm just curious, since Norm was the person who kind of I don't even want to say created, but discovered this technique, it seems like you're really the one that, you know, established this foundation, started teaching people, like really popularized it. Whatever happened with Norman?
He and his wife, what happened was my wife at that time, Cheryl, and I went to Hawaii and we opened up a sister organization. We had created a nonprofit tax-exempt organization in Hawaii, in Colorado. And then we went to Hawaii and Cheryl and I created another organization and they continued in Mancos, Colorado. And over time, a lot of things changed with them and they actually folded. Norman moved to, I think it was Safford with his son. He got a divorce from his wife. And that organization fell apart. And we just continued doing it based on the premise that it was simple. Anybody could do it. And we just continued teaching the points as Norman had passed them on to me when we created that book.
I see. So this is kind of interesting how, like, the founder or discoverer of this technique actually ended up kind of fading out of the scene, and then you and now Deborah have really, like, taken this and are really putting this out there in a big way. I mean, you know, Deborah, why did you decide to write a book about it? I mean, obviously, it's a fascinating technique, and there are lots of books about lots of healing techniques out there. Why write a book now?
Well, what happened was Paul and I were working at the center. I had become certified so that I could volunteer at the center, and people come in for appointments, and we work on them, and again, we don't charge. Donations only. And, you know, it was so fascinating to me to be able to see and help these people and watch in front of my eyes how much better that they were getting and how much, you know, they were breathing more deeply as soon as I started to touch them and you know, they were relaxed. And it was just amazing. And so Paul and I were working at the center one day. We were by ourselves and it was quiet. There was nobody else around, which was so unusual. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I wish somebody would write the book about BioTouch so that more people all over the world could learn about BioTouch, They could learn how to do it. They could share it with their friends and their neighbors and their family. And, you know, people all over the world could just feel better, you know. And I just went, wow, I could do this. I have seen so many amazing things in, you know, the time I've been working here. I can share all these stories. And I could certainly, I knew that, you know, Paul had a really interesting life, and I knew I could, you know, put that in there, and that'd be so interesting. And then I could share, you know, my own story, because I had some very painful things that happened in my past when I was a teenager. I lost two people that I love very much within a six-month period. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was really scarred from that. Mm-hmm. And so I just knew that I could put enough things in this book, and there would be enough hope and healing stories that would give so many people out there a reason to want to embrace BioTouch.
Mm. So just real quickly before we go to break, Paul. So is BioTouch simply a healing technique for the physical body, or is it for more than just sort of physical issues?
Well, it's interesting because we're trying to create the equality of all people. And in order to do that, we just address the body. Mm. So we do have a manual also different than the book that Deborah wrote that teaches the points. And the points are specifically on the body without a lot of medical lingo.
Right.
And so we just address the body. Now, of course, anytime you do that, it's wrapped up in all kinds of emotional levels, spiritual levels. But we don't address that. Our goal is to let people grow in their own self-awareness.
Mm,
and it appears by just doing these points on the body, the rest of our life just sort of unfolds itself to our own awareness.
Yeah. Because, you know, my wife is a psychotherapist, and she does a couple of what I would call body-centric mm-hmm. Healing modalities like EMDR that uses eye movement to help the body process trauma. And so a lot of the things she's studied and a lot of the teachers she's worked with, it's like all of the trauma is stored in the body somewhere. So if you heal the body, in many instances, you can heal that trauma.
Correct. And my wife's a psychotherapist now, too, and she actually has all her clients do some kind of somatic body work. So we do get a lot of people like that, and we get people who they're seeing us, and their psychotherapist or their counselor says, oh, my gosh, we're really getting to some deep stuff now. Or many times you'll work on somebody, they'll just start crying as awarenesses come up. I worked with a lady yesterday. The minute we did the abdomen set on her, she just started bawling because it reminded all her pains from shame from 20-something years ago came up when she had a hysterectomy.
Oh, wow.
So, but those are things we let happen.
Right.
We say that's going to happen. We because we just address the pains or the symptoms that people are relating to at that time.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, it's time for us to take another quick commercial break. I promise it'll be a quick one. And when we come back, let's talk about, you know, some examples of healings that have happened and how the two of you have actually used this method to really help people, okay?
Sounds good.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
welcome back. We're talking this hour with Paul Buckey and Deborah Schildhaus all about this relatively new, in my eyes, method of healing called BioTouch, though it's been around for many, many years. So, Deborah, perhaps you can just give our audience a couple of quick examples of, you know, I don't want to say miraculous, but let's just say some unusual healing that's happened from using this technique that you've seen happen, whether it's from you personally or even other practitioners that you've seen do work. Like what kind of things have you seen happen from this technique?
Well, I have seen a whole gambit. A lady would come in and I would work on her every week, and she had terrible pain in her thumbs, all the way up her arms. She had arthritis, and it was almost like they were frozen in place. Mm. And it just took maybe four different times working on her consistently. And I'll never forget the day she came in, she hopped up on the massage table, and she just wiggled her thumbs, and she had the biggest smile on her face. She was so happy. I mean, that changed her life. You know, can you imagine not being able to use your thumbs?
Yeah.
And it made me cry. I mean, that really touched me to see how, you know, the joy in her face. You know, a fun thing for me is whenever my husband, who, you know, he was very skeptical about BioTouch, of course. Mm-hmm. He's a CPA, and, you know, he sees things very black and white. And when I first got involved with BioTouch, he was like, oh, I don't know about this. And then he had a neck ache, and I worked on it, and he was, like, amazed at how much better it felt. And now he comes to me whenever he has an ache or a pain, and he asks me to, oh, could you put that BioTouch over here and on there? And so, I mean, that's just, you know, so awesome for me. I just have to smile. But more dramatically, my mother just passed away 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
she was 95, and she was in hospice for about 6 weeks before she passed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, instead of just, you know, sitting there and watching her pass away slowly, you know, day after day, I was able to touch her, and I was able to, you know, help her to breathe more deeply and to become less agitated and just relax. And I could tell that, you know, I was really helping her, and that helped me. You know, this gives you the power to be able to, you know, if somebody you love is in pain, or, you know, or if they're, you know, having a medical problem, it's another tool for you to be able to, you know, help them, and that helps you. And whatever medical protocols that they're using, you know, BioTouch just enhances that. It's a complement to that.
So Paul, let me ask you, in your understanding or in the way you see things with BioTouch, what is BioTouch really doing? I mean, you're just touching some points on a person. You know, how is that helping them to feel less pain or to improve their health?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I like an honest answer like that.
Yeah, and I'm really trying to keep to that, because there's so much out there about what they're calling energy medicine and
right.
things like that that have a lot of theories that require people to understand and buy into, and, you know, they're just theories. I mean, I don't really know. I hear the research, and I look at the research, and I think people are thrilled when they hear you don't know. But you can see the result.
Right.
You can see that when you touch someone. We've had research on people with pain levels, stress levels, feeling cared for and relaxed. And across the board, there's a reduction of stress, reduction of pain. People feel more cared for, feel more relaxed. And it doesn't matter if you're doing it with a high school kid in the lunchroom or a parent who's dying in hospice. Across the board, when we did the research for years,
we
saw that was happening. And I think what you're reading a lot is, you know, most of our disease is stress-related.
Yes.
Emotional problems are stress-related. And
absolutely.
So if all we're doing is reducing stress, we're really helping people with a lot of their disease symptoms.
Right. So do you have any particular examples of something that somebody came in and got a session and had some, you know, very stark contrast between when they came in and when they walked out the door?
Well, one of them was sending this manual to a woman back east. who'd never heard of the technique.
Uh-huh.
I sent it to her. She got it. She had a terrible sinus headache. She was taking care of her grandkids. She said, look, I just got this technique. They put the DVD in. They looked at the manual. They had the 10-year-old and the 8-year-old do the points on her, and her sinus headache went away immediately.
Mm.
A real simple one.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's how easy it is to learn. And the most dramatic one would have been my mother, who, in an emergency situation, they did open-heart surgery on her, and she died on the operating table. They did bring her back to life. That if she lived, she'd be a vegetable. I immediately got to the hospital. I was in Hawaii at the time. Got to the hospital, started working on her while she was in a coma.
Oh, wow.
2 weeks. And she finally popped out of the coma. And while she was in the coma, she was on very little medication, and the hospital staff was blown away that she wasn't taking metabolic medications and things like that. They said if she lived, she'd probably never walk or talk. And the short of the story is 6 months later, we were walking with her on a beach in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
And a year later, she went to a cardiologist for a checkup. And he said she had the heart of a 20-year-old. He couldn't even find any heart damage. And when I told her what had told the doctor what had happened, he couldn't believe it. He said, that's impossible. There's no heart damage.
Wow.
So that, and that's when I realized, as Deborah said, it was time to get this out to humanity, because I saw so many people suffering in these ICU units and in the hospitals and feeling hopeless as their loved ones were sick and trauma.
Yeah,
I said, I need to get this out to humanity. This needs to be on every hut on the planet.
Yeah. And so, Deborah, I take it like that's a part of the mission of the book is to really get the word out there and to let as many people know about this as possible.
Exactly. I mean, I just embrace the vision that the BioTouch organization has to have people realize that they can do this themselves, and they can help each other in a community of caring. I just love that idea so much.
Yeah. And it's really, and I've been in the sort of healing world now for about 7-8 years myself personally, and although I have seen some examples of this before, it's still relatively unusual to see a technique where people don't charge for it and only doing it on a donation basis. I mean, that's a relatively rare phenomena, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, and it just comes from what that old timer said. Norman and Carol brought love to the Mancos Valley, and Norman and Carol weren't charging. And the goal was to see if an organization could be created based with volunteers and truly have it be on a donation basis, not even a suggestion. 25 years later, we've never been in the red.
Wow.
Talk about the law of attraction. It's amazing.
Yeah.
We just want to serve people, and the bills get paid.
Wow. No, that's amazing. And how many volunteers do you have working with you out there?
Probably about 20 here locally.
Okay.
And then the goal is really through Deborah's book to get people inspired to want to learn the technique. And then we have people all over the world doing it in their own community, whether it's Egypt, Prague, Germany, Denmark, Japan, Mexico, and actually we have 3 ladies in India who are just getting ready to get trained so they can open up a little clinic themselves down there in Mumbai.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. That's wonderful. Yeah. So it really is a worldwide phenomenon now, but maybe in its early years, but still you've got people out there across the globe. Wonderful. So, Deborah, what's your hope with the book? I mean, as people find out about this book and they start reading it and the word starts to spread, what is your vision for this book?
My vision is that this book lands in the hands of everybody who needs it. And when I was writing the book, it took me about 3.5 years to write. I was always picturing in my mind a man driving a truck. Maybe he was middle-aged, and I kind of saw him driving a big truck in Indiana, because I was trying to reach you know, everybody and anybody, not just people who are already open to alternative healing methods, right, but maybe people who had never even considered an alternative healing method, because this is such a unique technique in that it is for everyone. And so that is my goal, is to just see everybody clutching my book and saying, oh, yes, here's, you know, the hope. And I could feel better, and so can my family.
And so, Paul, what does it take for somebody to learn how to do BioTouch?
Well, it's as simple as going on our website and even just downloading our, we have an ebook training manual.
Oh,
which,
okay.
The first 10 pages are given away just for giving us your email. And in that is what we have, the greeting and the terms and how to get started. Even just doing the what we call the greeting, using the index and the middle finger of each hand lightly touching a couple of points, mm-hmm, begins the healing process.
Oh, wow.
If people are interested in the whole system, I mean, for $18 membership, they can actually download the whole manual with links to the video. And then we also have hard copies we can send to people.
Right.
That's an easy way to do it. We have online training programs available. And all of these things are real minimalist cost too, because our goal is to get it to people.
Oh, so like this isn't some
symptoms, conditions where people can just open up that condition. Let's say you got a migraine headache, mm-hmm, you can search that on our website, and it'll just show you the two or three sets to do just to take care of migraine headaches. You don't have to do all 17 sets of points
right
to help a migraine headache. So it's the website justtouch.com is an easy way to learn how to start doing it.
Right, right. And that was justtouch.com.
Yeah.
And so this is something like people don't have to fly out to Tucson, Arizona to get trained. This is something people can do virtually, just pretty much anywhere where they have a computer, where they can connect to your website, download the manual, and start to practice that they don't, it doesn't take extensive training and all that other stuff.
No, not
exactly.
At all. And if they have any questions, they can also call, and we can take people through it over a telephone. And, of course, now we have Skype. It's easy to Skype with people to see if they're doing it. So it's so accessible on a global level right now. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's one of the amazing things that the Internet has really done and the World Wide Web has really done for us, which is, made things like this so accessible. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break for the show. When we come back, let's just talk a little bit more about how people can get in touch with you, how they can find the book, Deborah, and sort of where you see things going in, both of you see things going in the future, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
TalkingAlternative.com.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Deborah Schildhouse, author of the book BioTouch, and Paul Buckey, who is the, not creator, but the coordinator of the international, whoops, where are my notes? Here they are. Who is the co-founder and executive director of the International Foundation of Biomagnetics. Just out of curiosity, Paul, where did you come up with that name, the International Foundation of Biomagnetics?
Well, at one time, the technique used to be called biomagnetic touch healing.
Ah.
But people got all confused with magnets as being a thing, and then, you know, we weren't even sure what healing was, and we were working at a, and so that was all part of that beginning time of creating the name of the organization, and we just kept that.
Gotcha. So, Deborah, I have one question I'm very curious about, because I know that Gary Schwartz had written the foreword to your book.
Absolutely.
How did you get Gary to write the foreword to your book? He must have been quite impressed.
Oh, well, it was actually through Paul. Oh. He knew Paul, and I'll let Paul tell that story. But yes, Gary has done his own research on BioTouch. So, Paul, take that away.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I met Gary when he opened up his first human energy systems laboratory here in Tucson, Arizona. And he was doing survival of consciousness, and he was also testing energy modalities. So we were actually one of his first modalities to test, along with, at the time, called Joe Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And he was incredibly impressed, mostly because he said, well, what if I show that BioTouch doesn't really work?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'll throw the manual away.
So
he was really impressed that we weren't looking to do research to prove something, that we were really into being, letting the science show whether it worked.
Right.
Of course, what we found out is it not only worked, it continually worked for that stress and pain levels, symptom of disease. And as he wrote in the beginning of the book, you know, he really sees it as that expression of love. And he really thinks touching on the skin is probably some of the most effective kind of healing you can do. It was nice creating a relationship with him. It's been quite a while now.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's great. You get somebody like Gary on your team that says quite a lot about what you got going there.
Well, he was very happy that, you know, I had written the book, because, you know, he also recognized that there needed to be a book about BioTouch.
Mm-hmm. And so the book hasn't been out that long, has it, Deborah?
Just since October.
So just a couple of months. So I'm just curious, any early reactions to it? What have you been hearing about from people who've read the book?
You know, and it makes me feel so happy when, you know, people tell me that they were expecting it to maybe be, you know, kind of technical or whatever, and they're so pleasantly surprised that it is easy to read. It's actually fun to read. You know, I mean, I talk about, you know, so many things that I'm feeling that I think most people feel, and they can just identify. And men and women both are telling me that, you know, it's a page turner. So, yay.
Yay. All right, good. Sorry, I got a little feedback on that. But, yeah, oh, that's great. That's great. So, where is BioTouch available? Where can people find the book?
So it is on all the online booksellers, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And you can even go to justtouch.com, and that is the, you know, BioTouch website, and they sell it there.
Okay.
And it's on Kindle, too. Get it on
Kindle.
Oh,
yes, it's on Kindle, too.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. And so, Paul, you were saying before that if people go to the justtouch.com website that they can even get a sample of the first few pages of the manual, and they can, you know, watch and have some other resources available to them there?
Yeah, just on the home page, not even one click down, there's a little thing that gets get a preview copy of our training ebook. If you just click on that and give us your email, it just gives you a link right to preview it, to see if it's even something you're interested in.
Great, great. And if people want to get in touch with you or with Deborah, they can do that at the website too?
Correct. And right on top is our email, office@justtouch.com.
Okay.
It also has a phone number, And it has, you know, links to all the different ways you can learn it and different health conditions to see, you know, how you can apply BioTouch to that. Talks about the book there and things like that, too.
Wonderful.
And please go to my website as well. It's DeborahSheldhouse.com. That's DeborahSheldhouse. DeborahSheldhouse.com. There's a lot of information about BioTouch.
Wonderful.
And about the book she wrote.
And about the book.
Yeah. Yes. Very important to check out the book. It actually is really quite a good book. I've had it here. I've been going through it. It's definitely worth the read. Paul, I'm just curious. So your main sort of center is now in Tucson, Arizona. I know you have practitioners around the world. Do you have any other quote-unquote centers that people can find out about where they can go?
No, not any longer. Our goal is to just really get people doing it. So we do have a list of practitioners, but it's not about opening up a bigger bureaucracy, and then you have to manage the whole thing, and then pretty soon you have to get more insurance, and then you have to charge people. So right now, if we just create it as a quiet revolution of people touching one another to understand how to put into application that golden rule to love thy neighbor, that's the goal. That's how we'll get around the world.
I see. And do you have a sense of how many practitioners you've trained over the years?
Oh, thousands.
Thousands. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tremendous. So, Deborah, where do you see BioTouch going in the future? I mean, now it's out there. You've released the book. The word is spreading. What do you see happening in the next 5 to 10 years?
You know, I see people thinking about BioTouch like a maintenance, like brushing their teeth, you know, where... Oh, you know, somebody in the family has a headache. Oh, well, let me just touch your head and the back of your neck a little bit. You know, it's something that people will hopefully incorporate into their daily lives and not even think twice about it. You know, you don't need to have any kind of healing ability. Everybody who is a human being and who has fingers can actually do this and help their family and friends and neighbors. And that's where, gosh, I see it, and that's the vision that I'm holding on to.
No, that's great. That's great. Paul, you know what? I just realized there's a question I had I never asked you, which is, can someone do BioTouch for themselves, or do you have to do BioTouch for another person?
BioTouch as a technique is one person touching another.
Okay.
We know that's consistently effective and on the skin.
How
people use the technique is up to them. We just ask people not to call that BioTouch. You know, but you can take the points and try them on yourself. Some people find it effective, some don't.
I see. But the way you teach the technique, it's fingers touching skin, one person to another person. So like not through the clothes and
right. And very light, like a butterfly. So you use the index and middle finger to do the points, and you touch very lightly on the skin as if a butterfly were landing on you.
How does somebody know if they're doing it right?
You can't go wrong.
I was
can't hurt anybody.
Suspecting.
So that's
answer.
What's nice, too. So even if you do 100 points and only two of those were effective, even if you're doing extra work or what we call local work, right. You can't harm anybody.
Right.
And you'll know if you're getting it.
Right.
People will start to
wonderful.
Say, wow, I feel better.
Well,
they'll just go, wow.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Paul, Deborah, I really thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to come on my show today. Unfortunately, our time is up. I do hope that if either of you ever make it out to New York City, that you'll let me know so we can actually meet face to face. And, you know, I'll be happy to just show you around the people in the city who would be open to this.
Well, we'll come as soon as that snow is gone. How about that?
But the city is so pretty when it snows. Well,
I'll
except,
bet it is.
But not like for like the 5 days afterwards when the snow all turns to slush. Then it's not
right.
So pretty.
Right.
Anyway,
appreciate it, Sam.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
I really
so much
wish,
for having us.
I wish you both tremendous success, and I really hope this book gets out there and people really learn about this. So, again, if anyone would like to know more about the book, the name of the book, book is BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips. You can go to Amazon and all of the online resellers, or you can just go to their website, justtouch.com, and you can find out more about Deborah at Deborah Schildhouse, schildhouse.com. Deborah, Paul, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And everybody, thank you for listening. We'll be back with more guests next week. Take care. Enjoy the snow. We'll talk to you real soon.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun.
For you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business.
And your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.